hello. So the next video on my request list is my next life purpose video. Now, this is for someone who has a life path one, and that could be 191, you know, 281. This is just the main life path number, which is most important, with a birthday number 5. So you were born on the 5th, 14th or 23rd. And of course, those sub lessons create more detail and depth to your life purpose. But this video focuses on the main life path number, which is the most important number in your chart. And of course, the major sub lesson, which is the energy of the 5. Now, these two numbers together encompass your life purpose. So your purpose for this lifetime is to develop the energy of the 1 and your sub lessons of the 1, but also with the flavor of the 5. So the meat and potatoes of your purpose is the 1, and the garlic and the herbs is the energy of the 5, whether it's the 14th or 23rd or just the 5th. And of course, those sub lessons are relevant. They're added detail to your life purpose, but these two main numbers of the 1 and the 5 are very much the most important, and of course the focus for this video. So if you're a life path 1, 90% of your life purpose are the elements that I'm about to talk about now. And then the final 10% is the garlic and herbs of the energy of the 5. So if you're a life path 1, you're here fundamentally to connect and channel unique, brand new ideas from source energy. So you're not here to mimic others. You're not here to conform with what already is or what already exists. You're here to bring change to this world fundamentally. It's 90% of your life purpose to bring and channel ideas that bring positive change to this world. So you might find, especially if you're a 1 and or an 11, that you've always got new ideas coming to you all the time. And you don't always have to physically connect to source energy to channel these brand new ideas, but the more you do so, the more ideas will come to you as a life path 1. But because you're a life path 1, these elements that you're here to achieve are going to be difficult for you to achieve. So maybe you might dismiss your ideas. Maybe you might avoid spirituality altogether and never connect to source energy. You might have the ideas and just disregard them, or even keep them hidden due to low confidence or inability to focus on any one idea. So your development here is to channel that brand new idea and then stay focused long enough in order to manifest that brand new idea in reality to create change. And you're going to need to bring other people in here, because ones are good at being the ideas person, but they're going to need extra help to help them plan the idea and help them manifest this idea in the world. So you might think that you can express these new ideas on your own, but actually you do need the help of others. So you're here to connect with source and channel and express brand new unique ideas straight from source energy consciousness, and enlist the help of others to help you to manifest these brand new ideas on earth in order to create positive change. You're also here to be brave. Anyone that has to bring new ideas to this world will see opposition from others that don't like change. Those that are in their comfort zone and don't really want the connotations that your positive change may bring to their personal life. So you've also got to be not only confident to express your new ideas and stay focused enough to express your new ideas, you've also got to be courageous and brave enough to express those ideas to others, challenge others' preconceived perceptions, and challenge their comfort zones, but without fear of how they might react to you, and without being stopped if they do react badly, because you're here to create change whether people like it or not. And as we all know, change is a fundamental constant on earth and really cannot be avoided at all. But you might be because you're here to create that change and because you're here to be brave enough, you might be fearful of other people's negative reactions. So that might make you hide your new ideas or feel too fearful to express your new ideas to others for fear of how they might react. Now, that's something you got to get by. I want you to express your new ideas and not care a jot whether these people are happy about it or not, because you know intuitively that your new ideas will bring positive change to this world. You're here to also act on these ideas, especially expressing them to others so that others can help you manifest them. You've got to be dynamic. You've got to initiate your ideas by expressing those ideas to others and bringing in help to help those ideas to be expressed in the world. So ones are here to be action orientated, to initiate, to start things off, to get people involved, to help them bring their brand new idea to fruition. But of course, again, because it's your purpose to do this, you might never action your idea. You might never bring them to practical reality. Now, that could be lack of focus, inability to focus on any one idea, because you love novelty. You're always looking at the news. So staying focused on any one idea can be difficult for a one. Or you might be procrastinator, you might be underconfident. Again, you might be not brave enough to bring the change you're here to bring, but you've got to channel the idea, express it bravely to others, and make sure you initiate and dynamically act on your brand new ideas. Because ideas that stay in your head, they never get expressed and that change is never achieved. So you've got to be a doer and an initiator. And you've got to initiate with power and energy. You're like first gear on a car. It's the powerful energy that gets the idea moving. And you might fail to use your immense initiation energy for positive creation and change. Again, lack of confidence, lack of determination, fear of what others might say could stop you from expressing and channeling and putting your idea out there. And it's your purpose in this lifetime to not allow that to happen, to develop your confidence, to develop your bravery, and develop your ability to stay focused and act. But when you're bringing new ideas, you've got to be responsible and ethical and determined to succeed. So first of all, you could bring ideas that don't bring positive change. You could bring ideas or channel ideas and express ideas that actually are quite damaging. So it's very important that your ideas are responsible and ethical and you stay focused in a determined way to succeed only on your positive ideas, because ones are always channeling new ideas. New ideas are always coming to them. And, you know, it can be negative and positive ideas, depending on how that one feels at any one time. So it's important that you're focusing, because you could be channeling and expressing negative ideas, especially when you feel low or fed up or angry with someone. And it's important that you're only expressing and initiating and bravely pushing forward positive and responsible and ethical ideas. Because like I said, you're always creating, and without focus, negativity can be created, and it can be created as easily and often easier than positivity. And you don't want to be using your immense initiation power nefariously, you know. And determination, some ones are a bit over obsessed with achievement, and some ones are so underconfident and apathetic, they don't put their ideas out there at all. They can be workaholics or they can be apathetic and do nothing. So it's important that you have that balanced determination to succeed, balanced determination to focus on your ideas and be brave enough to initiate and act on your ideas ideas with passion. And of course, bring others in to help you because you can't do it all alone. That's really, really important. You're here to have balanced confidence in yourself. Now, ones really struggle with their confidence. It's a big negative. It's a big point for a life path one to struggle with their confidence and feel that they need validation from others. And when they don't get validation from others, they can then crawl back under their rock and not share their ideas at all and feel too underconfident to initiate and bravely move ahead with their idea. So no change is brought about. But the idea is that ones to develop their own inner compass, their own intuitive voice within, so that they bring an idea and not care about validation or the opinions of others, because they know intuitively that their brand new idea is going to bring positive change. That's how a one needs to develop. Not worrying about whether people agree with them or not. Not worrying about whether people are going to have a go at them or whether they're going to agree with them. That's not why you're here. You're here to bring your ideas to bring change, no matter who likes it or who doesn't like it. As long as your idea is positive to the world and your idea feels intuitively positive and you know it's going to bring positive change, then you've got to have that intuitive confidence to express that idea anyway, and not in the slightest but look for validation from others. So ones, because they struggle with their confidence, they can swing from overconfidence and almost aggressive overconfidence towards crippling underconfidence and self-subordination that craves validation and cries and crawls under their rock when they don't get validation or hides their ideas when they don't get validation. You're here to have balanced confidence so that you're not overly aggressive with your ideas, but you certainly don't hide your ideas that you know are positively good for this world, your home, your environment, the place you work, whatever it is around you you want to change. And you're here to execute balanced interconnection, to seek help from others and delegate the things that you can't do, because ones, they can feel that they can do it all on their own, but their struggle with focus and their low confidence and they're not so good at planning and moving things forward. They're good at initiating ideas because that's what you're here to do. But you need other people around you to help you push your idea forward. And you don't want to be overly independent or push others away. And or some ones can lose faith that other people can do a good job and think that they can only do it by themselves. And they're going to come to a dead stop if they don't get other people involved in a more interconnected, interdependent kind of way. You're also here to develop balanced leadership. Now, ones are the starter, the initiator, and the leader. So they're here to develop balanced personal power. So they know when to be firm and they know when to be compassionate. They're not tyrannical and overbearing or aggressive or underconfident or subordinate. They're balanced in their personal power. Now, ones can swing from being underconfident and subordinate to being tyrannical and overbearing and aggressive, depending on where they are and who they're talking to. And it's important that they develop their leadership skills towards a more balanced personal power so that they can lead others really well towards the initiation and the fruition of their world, well, of their changing ideas that are going to change things for the positive. That's the life path one, and 90% your focus in this lifetime. Now, there are many types of one, and you might need to look at a different video on my channel if you really want to dig into, you know, the sub-lessons of your one. But these are some of the non-exhaustive dates. There are many dates that make someone a 101, many dates that make someone a 191 or a 281. But as the numbers go up to 371, 461 and 551. These life paths become rarer because, as you can see, you need, as you go to the higher numbers, 37 onwards, one, maybe even two, and for 55, one, three master numbers in the three elements of your date of birth. So don't forget, look at your date of birth. Look at all three elements. Is it a master number or is it a single digit? And then add those three digits up at the end to get the sub lessons of your life path. And then watch another one of my videos that goes into the depth of the sub lessons of your life path to show you the extra little bits and bobs that are really linked to you as an initiator and a change agent, life path one. Birthday number five. So that's if you were born on the 5th or the 14th or the 23rd. And again, like I just said, look into the 1-4 and the 2-3 if you were born on the 14th or 23rd. But don't go into huge amount of depths, because remember, the birthday number is only 10% of your life purpose and needs less focus than the life path one, but still needs to be brought in. And it's how you skillfully bring those numbers in to your life path one that will really help you in this lifetime. Now, when you're a birthday number five, the garlic and herbs that needs to be entered or used with your life path one, the meat and potato of your life path one, is to become a specialist in something. Now, as a five and like the one, you can struggle to focus and you can indulge in varied experience and brush over all these varied experiences without taking anything from them. Now, as a five, you're here to indulge in varied experience so that you can learn and find your mastery. So you've got to indulge in all these varied experiences and things that you like to do, but you've also got to learn from each one to help you choose your passion, your focus and your mastery. So you're going to be a life path one that has a particular mastery, a particular thing, a particular subject that you want to bring change with. But as a life path one and a birthday five, you're easily bored and always wanting to move on to the next, prone to brushing over experience without any learning or progression. So that's something for you to develop, because you need to find that focus in that mastery so that you can funnel that through your life path one in order to bring change within that subject, within that mastery. You're here also to learn to balance your need for variety, your love of variety, which will always be there. No one's asking you to not love variety and adventure and change. That's always going to be within you. It's ones love novelty and so do fives. So that's always going to be a part of you. And I'm not saying that you have to not indulge that in your life. You need to stay, you know, positive in this world. So you've got to balance your innate need for variety, change and adventure, but balance it with your focus and your mastery on your subject or your passion. And of course, balance that with the people around you, your family, your friends. So it's like a three-way balancing act. So you may struggle to find a healthy balance between your need for adventure, your need for mastery and discipline, and your need to be there with members of your family. So a three-way split is going to be something that would be good for you to do. So don't lose your, or try and lose your passion for adventure and change. Don't lose your focus on your mastery, because that's how it's going to help you to bring change in this world. And make sure you're not ignoring your key people in your life. Again, not an easy thing for you to do and something that you might struggle with. You're here to find your passion, your focus, and to focus on it intently, past the boredom of the detail, with discipline, to attain real personal freedom. Now, you might think that discipline and freedom don't actually go together, but they do. You need focus and discipline in order to achieve real freedom. Those two words are inherently linked. And it's important that you understand that, you know, that freedom is not attained by just doing what I want. I'm free to do what I want. Because if we do what we want, it doesn't always bring us freedom, right? I mean, I could be free to eat whatever I wanted, but that might make me sick and too fat to be free to go out into the world. Or you might do something in this world where other people take your freedom away because of it. So it's important that you link discipline and mastery with real personal freedom. It's not just about doing what we want in this world. And we can often get that mixed up, especially if you have 5 as your purpose number or as a karmic number in your chart. So discipline and freedom are linked, and finding that mastery and that focus is what's going to bring you real freedom in this world. Because like I said, abuse of your freedom could cause you ill health or incarceration. And like I said, that just serves to remove your freedom, and doing what you want is not necessarily freedom. You're here to learn balanced, healthy commitment and dependability towards others as well. Remember that 3-way split. You're always going to have that need for variety. You need that mastery to attain real freedom in your life. But there are also people in your life that you need to commit to and be dependable with in order for you to attain that 3-way balance that you need to attain as a birthday number 5. You might be chaotic though. You might forget what you promise to people. You might be uncommitted to the people around you because you love change and novelty so much. You might be forgetful of what you promise to people. And, you know, when you find your mastery, you might be over obsessed with your mastery and still not be dependable to the people around you. So again, this is another difficulty that a 5 may go through, being able to balance their need for adventure, their mastery, and their commitment and dependability to the people around them. They're also here to be fearless. Now, a 1 needs to be fearless because they've got to bring all these brand new ideas that challenge people's comfort zones. And then the 5 needs to act fearlessly and not let others stop them from surging forward bravely. So to have a 5 and a 1 in your purpose numbers, you might be more fearful of bringing change than others. You might struggle. You might fantasize about being fearless or acting fiercely. Watch films, read books about being fearless, but never actually doing it yourself. So you're here to learn to be fearless. In the 1, you're here not to care about validation from others. And in the 5, you're here to surge ahead fearlessly. Now, that might not be an easy thing for you to do, but it's part of your purpose to do that. You're here to focus your energy and drive onto your specialism with discipline to attain freedom, whilst also keeping the elements of the people around you and your need for adventure still high on your agenda. And again, the 1 struggles to focus and is always looking at the new, and so does the 5. So again, this focusing of your energy and drive into the 3 elements of where you need it to go, including your mastery, is not going to be an easy thing for you. You might be unable to exercise focus. You might find your energy is expressed in scattered directions, always looking at the new in the life path 1, or always looking at new experience in the birthday number 5. And you could find that immense amounts of your energy is wasted unless you have that focus in your life. You're here to learn excellent influential and verbal written communication skills, speaking and writing. As a 1, you're here to express your new ideas to the world. And as a 5, that adds to your purpose in this lifetime to communicate your ideas, whether you do it verbally or whether you write it down, expressing your new ideas to anyone that would listen. And again, whether it's low confidence or need for validation from others, or whether it's stunted communication, destructive dramas and arguments, maybe you're not always using your communication to its best. And maybe you're creating negative ideas, negative things. Maybe you're involved in arguments a lot and destructive dramas rather than communicating and expressing positive ideas that could do good things to your life and the people around you. Because you're also here to learn excellent, positive, charismatic social skills, just like you are in the one. And you could end up negative or wired or uptight and argumentative rather than working with others in a positive way, which is really important not only for your 5 birthday number, but also to get your ideas forward in your life path 1. You need to be consistently independent and interdependent due to, you can struggle with your independence and end up dependent and then go from swing from independent to dependent a lot of the time because you're very much a risk taker, but you might not always take intuitive, smart risks. And that can make you prone to swinging from independence to dependence and back again. And that's because of lack of commitment and risky decisions and being changeable, always looking at the new, changing your mind and then looking in that way and changing your mind. And it can make you swing from cluttering off independently so no one knows where you are and then coming back with your tail between your legs and being dependent on the people around you. So it's important that you stay consistently independent and interdependent due to intuitive, smart risk taking. And you're here to challenge others to be as fearless as you. As a 1 with a 5, you're here to learn to be fearless. And then when you're fearless and when you're expressing your ideas fearlessly, you're here to challenge others to be fearless too, to expand other people's comfort zone. So not only you be the expressive communicator that is fearless, a fearless challenger of other people's comfort zones, you're also here to challenge others to be fearless and challenge others not to be stuck in fear and indulging in pointless drama and escapism rather than actually expressing and achieving the positive things they're here to achieve in this world. Now, I hope you've enjoyed my video today. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. If you'd like a reading from me, you can contact me on social media. You can email me for a quickest response at katie@soulexplorer.net. And as you can see, I've got a page on Facebook, Soul Explorer Numerology. I'm on Instagram as Soul Explorer Kate. And I'm on LinkedIn as Katie Ewers and Soul Explorer Numerology on Twitter. If you'd like to support me, I'm on Ko-Fi and I'm on Patreon if you'd like to support me. And of course, if you'd like some ad hoc help, you can go onto My Guru and I will be there at certain times during the day and available to talk to you and help you with any questions that you may have. But whatever you hear from me, if your intuition doesn't support it, you've got to go with your intuition first and make sure that your intuition is guiding your life, not your fears, not other people, your intuition, because your intuition will never, ever let you down. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So Remember Your Life Plan is for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then Remember Your Talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number, so it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember, your motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So don't forget, for if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.